It's 7:34 on this Wednesday morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Good morning. Vermonter and investigative journalist Michael Hastings has died in a car accident in Los Angeles. He was 33 years old. Hastings is best known for his critical Rolling Stone profile of General Stanley McChrystal, then the commander of U.S. and NATO coalition forces in Afghanistan. After that article was published, McChrystal was recalled to Washington and eventually resigned. Hastings moved to Vermont at the age of 16. He attended Rice High School in South Burlington. He was most recently employed with BuzzFeed. And in a statement released yesterday, BuzzFeed editor-in-chief Ben Smith called the reporter a, quote, great, fearless journalist with an incredible instinct for the story and a gift for finding ways to make his readers care about anything he covered, from wars to politicians. When Vermont's healthcare exchange opens for business later this year, it's likely that there will be only two insurance companies offering products. State officials say they don't think the lack of competition will have any impact on the cost of healthcare premiums. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Starting in January, all individuals and businesses with fewer than 50 employees will go through the new exchange, known as Vermont Health Connect, to purchase insurance policies. To date, two companies have been approved to sell policies on the exchange, Blue Cross of Vermont and MVP. An application by a third entity, the Vermont Health Co-op, has initially been rejected by the state. In larger states, there are as many as a dozen carriers selling policies. Shelburne businessman Al Gobay has been named as the next chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board, the group that oversees virtually all aspects of healthcare in Vermont. Gobay says he's not concerned about the lack of competition on the exchange, and he says it reflects the reality of the current insurance market in the state.
I think that the two issues here are competition and choice. And so the question is, do more insurance companies lead to increased competition and then somehow drive down costs? And we don't see that when we look around America. And so the next choice would be choice. Does it limit somehow choice of doctor, choice of care, choice of services? And we're not seeing that either.
All policies sold on the exchange will have the same benefit package, and the cost of premiums will be tied to the individual deductibles and co-payments in a plan. Gobay thinks it's a good system for consumers.
The point is that I think with what we have now, with transparency, we're going to see what these rates are, we know what the product is, and people are going to be able to make a very informed decision. It's a marketplace for healthcare that no one in America has seen before. It should be a very good thing for the consumer.
Darcy Johnston is the director of Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom, a group that favors a free market approach to healthcare. She thinks Vermont has too many healthcare regulations that drive up costs. She thinks people should be allowed to buy out-of-state policies that are less expensive because they don't include some of these mandates.
No reason why we couldn't have been allowed to buy insurance across state lines. And with our small population numbers, I think we would have seen a true exchange marketplace that would have met the healthcare needs of Vermonters and been truly affordable. And I don't believe this current exchange is affordable at all.
State officials say they're confident that Vermont's health exchange will be up and operating by its launch date of October 1st. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.
Senator Bernie Sanders says a new report shows the average student loan debt for college students in Vermont is higher than the amount for students in other states. Sanders says only six other states had higher average student loan debt amounts than Vermont. Sanders says the report released from the Joint Economic Committee on Tuesday shows that 63% of college students in Vermont have student loans, and the average balance is nearly $29,000. Sanders says the report shows the need for legislation to prevent the doubling of interest rates to 6.8% next month on some Stafford student loans. Turning now to the Eye in the Sky forecast for the VPR listening region for today. Becoming partly to mostly sunny north, just a slight chance of a shower today. Variable periods of clouds and sun south with scattered hit or miss showers or a thunderstorm tapering off. High 65 to 70 north today, in the low 70 south. Tonight, clearing and cooler, patchy valley fog, lows in the 40s to near 50. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, seasonably cool, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s.